Hi guys, this is your co-host Ravi Dahir, and I have with me my other co-host Sameen Aftab, and you are listening to Call Me In, and it's 8 in the morning.
It's 8:30 technically, but yeah, hi guys. I have forgotten again, because we recorded this episode before, and 10 minutes, and then we lost the audio, and technical difficulties ki wajah se hume.
But we are reviewing
the summer. Let me give them an update. Ki hume dobara upload karne se 3 ghante pehle record karna pad raha hai, and hum dono neend mein hai. Again, I feel like we do every podcast neend mein. So, which is, I guess, nice. Hum ramble karne lag jate hain. But yeah, so hum log aaj, we're going to talk about the summer I turned pretty, and it's going to be a short episode, probably, hopefully.
तुमने देख लिया पूरा? Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah, I still haven't watched the last episode. I watched 7 episodes. I had a long day yesterday. Okay, plus कल fairy tale भी लगा था. I could not.
हाँ, I saw your tweets. मैंने पिछली 4 episodes नहीं देखी.
What? आई की 3 episodes, मैंने 4 episodes कैसे नहीं देखी रबिया?
मतलब I am counting 2 episodes.
Okay, the mega episodes wali thing. Yeah, it was a nice episode, even though my sister was like, "Sameesh, mein kuch acha kal maine I've watched it with my family for the first time, and I kabhi unke saath nahi dekhti." And through, I was so invested in it, and my behan was like, "Sameesh, isme kuch bhi nahi ho raha, pure episode mein kuch hua hi nahi." I was like, "Mujhse puchho, bahut kuch hua." But yeah.
Yeah, I think they're serving, or shaadi ka pura content hai na, toh they're just serving
cutesy vibes. Okay, Summer I Turned Pretty. What were your thoughts?
I did not hardcore hated it ke main I'll start a hate train against it. Mujhe nahi lagta ki isme aisa kuch tha. Lekin I did not enjoy it that much, kyunki even though mujhe lagta a lot of people enjoyed it, and a lot of people have it as their guilty pleasure, even though maybe it's not the best show or you'll watch, but still mujhe lagta a lot of people have it as their guilty pleasure, kyunki jab main Instagram pe story lagayi thi to a lot of people were like, "We hate it, but we are watching it and we will watch it." To jo hai na, for me it was like fine. I did not had any desire to watch this season 2, like, and I wanted to know ke what happened ke main uske bare mein baat kar sakun. To is wajah se maine pehli 2 episode dekhe season 2 ki, aur fir maine ab pura Twitter ka wo hashtag scroll kiya ke pata chale ki kya chal raha and what people are saying. To I do not want to continue it, like, and it was fine, and I watched the whole thing in 2x speed. There was nothing interesting for me. I was not hooked.
Achha, so for me, I enjoyed it, but for reasons that I thought, for main plot ke alawa wale reasons, it wasn't the main. I understood ke why people are watching it, why young adults are into it, because we have had those phases as well, jiske andar hume interesting lagte the. So I know that I am not the target audience for it, right? So like, even if I hate it, even if I love it, it doesn't matter. It's for the teenagers, it's great, good for them, they're enjoying it or not. I think I liked it, I enjoyed it, I would say, in the sense ke side par jo kuch bhi ho raha tha in season 1, I wasn't as mad at Billy, because we need to talk about Billy, right? I think hume sabse pehle Billy ke bare mein baat karni chahiye, whatever the fuck she's doing. So like, in season 1, I was like, okay, she's a kid, she's making mistakes, she doesn't know, she has feelings. Like, aapko ek bachpan ka crush hota hai bachpan mein 16 saal ki umar mein, and you do dumb things for them, I understand, theek hai.
And then I also understand that her crush being her, that Conard, I understand Conard being her crush, kyunki obviously that's the boy you saw, aur wo bada hai, so he has that personality, mysterious personality, jo ki uski umar ko attract karti hai. Lekin आई अंडरस्टूड के वाई शी वुड हैव अ क्रश ऑन हिम, लेकिन देर वॉज दिस सीन, दे हैड दिस आर्ग्यूमेंट और उसके बाद वो कहती है मे बी दैट्स हाउ योर क्रश एंड It should.
That was so relatable. But it doesn't end even after that. So like I understand the dumb bit syndrome Belly is going through because I've been through that as well. But and like mujhe tab bhi, even though I'm not justifying like leading two brothers on obviously, but in season one I was like koi baat nahi, galtiyan kar rahe hain, teeno galtiyan kar rahe hain, it's fine, you know, they will move on, they're going through a lot, aap teenage years mein itne masle ho rahe hote hain, you're like aapko lagta hai yahi end hai, yahi aapko mohabbat chahiye and everything, so I was like okay it's fine. But then in season two, can I talk about season two? You haven't watched it, but in season two Belly is just extra dumb, theek hai. But I can't even justify it. I even though I always say I support women's rights and wrongs, but she's being annoying at this point. Like, girl, listen, you need to learn how to be friends and you need to learn how to be single. Okay? Matlab, just because you have chemistry with someone or just because, you know, there's like that spark, it doesn't mean you have to act on it. You're acting like a guy. It's okay to be friends. Please don't act like a guy. So like season two ke andar she has this perfect, like they have moved on, usne Conrad ko date kar liya hua and they have broken up and the whole drama at the funeral happened, the whole drama with Jeremiah happened. So like you have already tested the waters there and you know ke yahan pe drama hai girl, you know ke do bhaiyon ko lead on nahi karna, you know ke there are other options out in the sea, there's other fish in the sea, but you're still like leading Jeremiah on. I feel like Jeremiah is the most mature out of all three of them because he does reject Belly beech mein. He's like, girl, I like you, but I'm not going to act on it because if I start that again, like he knows he's going to get hurt. So he's not starting. Belly ulta hurt ho rahi hai bhai. Boss kya scene hai ke nahi, why don't you want to kiss me? And I'm like, girl, do you remember the last
scene? Bro, और मुझे लगता है भाई उस लड़की को उसमें कोई इंटरेस्ट ही नहीं है. फ्रॉम सीजन वन देयर इज लिटरली नो नथिंग बिटवीन देम. और अच्छा, लेकिन वो मैं बाद में बात करूंगी क्योंकि आई रियली वांट टू आस्क यू दैट क्वेश्चन, लेकिन पहले तुम बात करो.
अच्छा, सीजन टू में ना देयर इज अ लिटिल बिट मोर केमिस्ट्री बिटवीन जेरेमाया एंड बेली. आई फील लाइक सीजन वन में जेरेमाया वॉज लाइक हर रीबाउंड ऑप्शन, शी डिडंट रियलाइज इट बट वुड एज अ रीबाउंड उसको यूज करी थी, एंड देन द मोमेंट कॉनराड कट्स बैक शी इज लाइक या. अच्छा, इस सीजन टू के अंदर देयर इज द सीन जिसके अंदर अभी 10 मिनट पहले वो जेरेमाया को बोल रही होती है कि ओ माय गॉड देयर इज नथिंग, एंड मतलब she's basically leading him on, right? के there could be something between us, and then 10 minute baad Conrad, she gets drunk and she just starts screaming at Conrad at the beach or something, ke if I knew that you cared that much I would have tried, or ye I thought we loved each other or blah, blah, blah. So like you can tell that there is still animosity and there are still some kind of feelings there, and there's, and Jeremiah also says that there's always going to be something between you and Conrad, and I feel like Belly doesn't want to accept it, but she knows it. So like even if she thinks that she doesn't want to pursue anything with Conrad, she shouldn't be pursuing anything with Jeremiah as well, because he is her brother, his brother, and wo teen friendship wale dynamics are always going to be there. If you care so much about someone, you shouldn't be doing that. You need to learn how to be friends, Belly, please, I am begging you. But yeah, what were you saying?
Acha, I want to, because before all of this conversation, again, I want to ask you the most asked question, Team Conrad or Team Jeremiah?
Okay. I think I am still Team Conrad for Belly, but like, I think generally Jeremiah is a better person and like a better friend. Jeremiah is such a good, such a mature person, and like you can tell he's like the second child, because usually the older siblings are like so much in their heads. I am saying this as an older sibling, okay? There's so much in their heads and like they're ki fix karna, book fix karna, ki wo aksar reality se touch lose kar jate hain. They think they're trying to help, but wo full on they've lost it completely. So like I see that in Conrad, but I think there's more chemistry and more like that love thing between Belly and Conrad. But I do think Jeremiah is a better friend to her, and he's like so much better as a person. He's more emotionally mature. He understands things. He doesn't lose it over छोटी छोटी बातें. Plus, उसका कैरेक्टर इन सीजन वन वॉज सो कूल. लाइक आई काइंड ऑफ लाइक्ड हिम. ही वॉज सॉर्ट ऑफ लाइक अ फक बॉय, बट आई लाइक्ड हिम. ही वॉज सच अ फन गाय. आई हेट व्हाट लाइक दे डिड टू हिम. बट एंड इवन डिस्पाइट, क्योंकि ही वॉज लूजिंग हिज मॉम एज वेल, बट you know, he wasn't treating people like shit. I mean, I'm not going to hold that against Conrad. It's a hard time for people. So yeah. अच्छा.
अच्छा मैं इनिशियली आई कुड नॉट अंडरस्टैंड द टेंशन बिटवीन कॉनराड एंड बेली. मुझे बेली की तरफ से तो समझ आती थी कि शी हैव फीलिंग्स फ्रॉम हिम, लेकिन वो जो पूरा पूरे फर्स्ट एपिसोड में पूल सीन था उसमें मैं कहती थी भाई तुम्हें क्या मसला है, मतलब कि तुम क्यों इतना ऐसे बात कर रहे हो उससे. और फिर उसके बाद वो जर्माया, मुझे उन दोनों की ना बहुत बेस्ट फ्रेंड वाली केमिस्ट्री लगी थी मुझे. और मुझे लगता है कि मुझे ना जब वो पूल सीन होता है तो मुझे लगता था कि क्योंकि आई नेवर सॉ इन सीजन वन कॉनराड एंड जर्माया हैविंग अ कॉन्वर्सेशन. आई नेवर सॉ द बोथ बोथ ऑफ द ब्रदर्स टॉकिंग. हालांकि बेली और उसके भाई की फिर भी बातें हो जाती थी. वो मतलब लगता था कि क्लोज हैं, तो मुझे लगा वो दोनों क्लोज ही नहीं है. एंड देयर इज दिस सीन वेयर कॉनराड एंड बेली आर अबाउट टू किस और वो पीछे देख रहा होता है जर्माया पहला, तो मुझे लगता है मुझे लगा कि मे बी ही डज नॉट लाइक बेली, लेकिन ही इज जेलस ऑफ हिज ब्रदर एंड ही डज नॉट वॉन्ट हैप्पीनेस फ्रॉम फॉर हिम. इस वजह से वो जा रहे हैं उसके पीछे और कह रहे हैं कि तुम मेरे साथ डेट करो. बिकॉज वाई वुड यू आस्क अ गर्ल आउट और ट्राई टू हुक अप विद हर इन अ
व्हेन यू नो दैट.
हाँ
एग्जैक्टली. अच्छा हाँ पता है दैट सीन, आई ऑलमोस्ट फॉरगॉट अबाउट दैट सीन. उस सीन के अंदर मुझे भी ऐसा लगा था बिकॉज ही हैज दिस थिंग इन हिज हेड के कॉनराड गेट्स एवरीथिंग एंड इज लाइक बेटर एट एवरीथिंग. सो लाइक आई फील लाइक हिज फीलिंग्स फॉर बेली स्टार्टेड आफ्टर इट, लाइक आफ्टर ही सॉ देम ऑलमोस्ट किस. बट देन आई सॉ इन सीजन टू देयर इज पूरा कॉनराड का पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू. In season 2 or season 1, I don't remember. Just in there, he says that he started having feelings for Belly since the start of that summer. When he saw her, like, they meet or he hugs her and shit.
When she turned pretty.
Yeah, when she turned pretty. That was such a shitty thing, honestly. Which is also why I think Conrad or Belly are better. Because Conrad liked her thoda bachpan mein also, you know. Toh khair. So... But like I just think I agree with you, Jeremiah and Billy are better as best friends. Unki itni cute best friend vibe hai. I hate them for ruining it. I hate it when people do that. People really, really, really need to learn how to be friends. I cannot. I mean, as someone jo ke literally jin logon ke piche roi hoti hai 10 din baad unse dosti karke baith jaati hai na, I don't think it's that hard. I feel like loving someone and being in love with someone is a conscious decision, and you can like stop, you know, you can always not act on it. It's completely fine. So
especially
yeah,
when you have feelings, active feelings for the other person.
Exactly. Like when you know it's going to be complicated and you know there's going to be drama, you should stop, you know. So even though chalo, I give them benefit of the doubt, or like I understand because they're like kids. So I am not a kid, so I shouldn't be judging them us tarah se. But I'm like talking generally. I think it is a conscious decision. It should be dealt with that way. Aise nahi aapko karna chahiye. Agle insaan ko hurt kar do, aur phir bolo, oh my God, you cannot, you know, stop your feelings from happening. You can. You can stay friends. But yeah.
Mujhe lagta hai ki I don't know कितने बुक्स हैं इस पूरे, 3 बुक्स हैं
आई थिंक, 3 बुक्स हैं. आई हैवंट
अब अगले सीजन में भी मतलब कि ऐसे ही होगा, दे बाउंस. और वो इट वुड बी बिजारिंग, मुझे लगता है कि वो दो लड़कों में करियर, जबकि दोनों लड़कों के साथ वो डंप हरकतें कर चुकी है और फिर आस्किंग और एक्सपेक्टिंग कि ये लोग मुझे प्यार करेंगे. अच्छा अब दूसरी चीज़ है, दिस इज़ नॉट माई पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू. अच्छा आई डू एग्री विद वॉट यू सेड कि जर्माया इज़ अ बेटर पर्सन, क्योंकि मुझे कॉनराड की पर्सनैलिटी शुरू में नहीं इतनी समझ आई थी. मुझे लगता है कि गॉन आर द टाइम्स जब ऐसे लड़के मेन लीड होते थे और लड़कियों को गर्ल वुड हैव अ क्रश ऑन देम. अब सॉफ्ट बॉय आ रहा है, अब आप जो है
वो इज़ आल्सो सॉफ्ट बॉय. आई थिंक उसकी फर्स्ट सीजन वन में उसकी देयर वाज नो पर्सनालिटी व्हाटसोएवर बिकॉज दे वर ट्राइंग टू शो दैट ही इज़ गोइंग थ्रू समथिंग. देयर वाज द ही वाज टीचिंग क्लीवलैंड द
fishing and क्या पता नहीं इसको क्या सिखा रहा था, he used to go on the boat. So like you see that he's a smart and he's an intelligent guy. He's just going through something. उसको सब बोलते रहते हैं, what happened to you? तुम तो हॉश थे.
मुझे even though he is a very pretty guy, लेकिन he मुझे नहीं लगता कि he is that great of an actor or I would call him a constipated actor in fourth season. मुझे लगता है सेकेंड सीजन में वो सही होगा, लेकिन फर्स्ट सीजन में मुझे नहीं पता ये वो. और यू नो पीपल ऑन ट्विटर एग्री विद इट. अब अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल ऑन ट्विटर उनका जो वो जर्माया और बेली का जो किसिंग सीन था उस पर किसी ने कहा हुआ था कि आई एम वॉचिंग दिस शो फ्रॉम अ न्यूट्रल पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू एंड बेली एंड जर्माया हैव अ बेटर केमिस्ट्री क्योंकि कॉनराड इज़ नॉट अ गुड एक्टर. और मैंने कहा ओ आई कैन जज एक्टिंग क्योंकि अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल थिंक दैट ही इज़ नॉट दैट गुड ऑफ एन एक्टर, लेकिन आई डोंट आई थिंक बेली एंड कॉनराड हैव अ बेटर केमिस्ट्री. मुझे नहीं लगता कि जर्माया और बेली की इतनी अच्छी केमिस्ट्री है.
आई फील लाइक फॉर आई थिंक आई डू अग्री विद द एक्टर पार्ट. आई डोंट नो आई रियली लाइक कॉनराड. आई हैव दैट वियर्ड
ही लुक्स लाइक लियोनार्डो डिकैप्रियो.
Oh, he does. Oh my god, he does. What the hell? Why did I never notice that? Or I think it's the like hair.
Aesthetics. हाँ, even लेकिन उसके कपड़े भी आप बोलते हैं ना बहुत मतलब उस स्टाइल के, the polo shirt और वो सब कुछ, तो he does look like that. Or what I wanted to say, मैंने एक और बात करनी थी, मुझे बिल्कुल भूल गई.
Okay, so moving on from the love triangle, we've already talked about it too much, I guess. हमें बीच में कुछ आते हैं तो हम बोलेंगे. I want to talk about other characters, ठीक है? First of all, I love, love, love the fact that they included unki mom's ki arc. It was so, like, amazing. I could relate more to them, which is weird because they're, like, middle-aged women. I shouldn't be relating with them, but I could relate to them. And I love that they're two best friends and they've grown together. They loved each other. They go to a summer house with their children. And it's, like, it's everyone's dream, right? We have talked about it. Like, oh, my God, we're going to buy a house and we're going to live there forever and whatever. So I love that. I love their arc. I love the love they share. And I love ki unki apni separate stories saath saath chal rahi hain. Like one went through a divorce and like the Cleveland wala arc. And for Susanna, she got cheated on and she had cancer. And you see and that died. Susanna... उसका समर हाउस मैं वही बोलने लगी थी. अच्छा, सो व्हाट हैपेंस इज के सुज़ाना डाइज एंड उसका समर हाउस जो है इट वॉज ओन्ड बाय बोथ हर एंड हर हाफ सिस्टर. And she's like she wasn't on great terms with her half sister. So her half sister doesn't have like good memories of that summer house. And like Susanna loves that summer house, right? So the half sister wants to sell it as soon as possible. And she talks to Conrad and Jeremiah's dad, and he also wants to get rid of it. He's like, "Yeah, jaane do bahar mein jaye." So that's the whole plot of season two. Like the kids are trying to, you know, convince them not to sell it, and then they're like, "Hum apna trust." वो कर रहे हैं डिसॉल्व और समथिंग. आई डोंट नो हाउ ट्रस्ट फंड्स वर्क. आई डोंट हैव फन. सो लाइक दे जस्ट बेसिकली जस्ट वांट टू यूज द मनी एंड उनका बाप इज लाइक नो आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू लेट यू बिकॉज दे नीड द साइन ऑफ लाइक हिज पेरेंट्स. तो या सो दैट ऑल हैपेंस एंड दे एंड अप डू कन्विंसिंग देयर आंट के एंड देयर फादर के वो खरीद लें उनसे. हाँ, तो एनी वे व्हाट आई वाज सेइंग वाज के आई लव दैट सुज़ैना और सुज़ैना और लॉरेल की ये वो हैं, दे हैव देयर ओन आर्क्स बिकॉज़ सॉरी आई फॉरगॉट. या लॉरेल हैज लाइक अ सेपरेट थिंग ऑन. उसके बुक्स भी कम इशू चल रहा है. शी डजंट वांट टू यू नो प्रमोट देम एंड एवरीथिंग. एंड देन सुज़ैना यू सी इन सीजन टू यू रियलाइज दैट सुज़ैना इवन दो हमने सीजन वन में भी देखा था कि शी डजंट वांट टू have hard conversations. She doesn't tell anyone that she's dying. Only Laurel knows, right? So like she doesn't want her kids to, you know, and she doesn't even want to try, which like I understand because cancer and cancer treatments are really hard on both you and your loved ones. So but she doesn't want to have that conversation. She runs away from confrontations and shit, right? So in season two this also happens where they tell you that she didn't want to acknowledge the fact that her parents were toxic to her, half sister, even though she loved her sister, and she doesn't really call her to tell her that she's dying. She just sends her a letter and tells her to, like, please don't sell the beach house, you know? So I really liked un dono ke dynamics, and I loved the fact that Laurel was so heartbroken over her best friend dying. I was like, I understood that, right? I was not on great terms with some of my friends, and I was like, oh my god, I need to stop. Kya pata mar jaye to main kya karungi, Allah maafi de. Yeah, so that, and I was like, yeah, okay. And I understand it because it's so true. Aapko zindagi mein, there's this one female best friendship that you just cannot move on from. They're the love of your life. Even if you get married to someone else, that person is your soulmate. You literally just cannot move past that. And mujhe lagta maine 10 minute ka rant kar liya. But haan, to even season 2 ke andar there's grief, and Laurel ka husband is when he's like, you know, hamare relationship mein there were always three people. There was always Susanna. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, oh my god, so I love that. Okay, do you have any thoughts on it?
Acha, I also want to add, I do agree with everything you say. Like, I do want to add, I loved Cameron. Or I was really rooting for that guy with Belly, even though I knew that bhai nahi ye iska nahi hai, like, and he was, mujhe lagta hai ki he had such a great chemistry. He did give the vibes of that guy in second season of To All the Boys I Have Loved Before, jo bhi tha, like, he really gave that vibes. Lekin he was such a nice boy, and mujhe lag raha tha ki shayad wo season 2 mein ya season 3 mein uska comeback ho. Acha, like, so he was a really nice guy. Like, I would prefer him. I would prefer Belly to go with him instead of the two guys and to mess up the brother's relationship. Jab unki maa bhi mar gayi hai.
Jo baat hai. Achha, nahi, I don't think I liked Cameron that. I liked him as a character, but I didn't like him with Belly. I thought they were good as friends. And in season 2, he...
Achha, it was forced, maybe. Mujhe lagta hai ki un dono ka na, it was so forced ki tum karo kisi date, bas kar do.
It seemed like a good first kiss option and like first relationship or first dating or summer thing option. Like, he was a good guy, but I understood why Belly broke up with him. They were not on game at all.
Season 2 can be really smart, not smart, like, that was really good of Belly. Ki jab uske saath scene start hua, to she broke up with Cameron. Usi waqt.
I mean, she understands, right? Ki yahan pe jab tumhe samajh aa raha hai ki ye nahi karna, why are you doing this with two brothers, my girl? Don't do it. Just please stop it.
Even with Jeremiah, jab uska Conrad ke saath phir se wo hote hain last episode mein, to wo और वो फर्स्ट एपिसोड के स्टार्ट पे वो दिखाते हैं कि वो जाकर उससे बात कर ली थी, कहती वी आर बेस्ट फ्रेंड्स, वो बहुत फिजूल था, यू किस्ड विद हिम, यू आर बेस्ट फ्रेंड्स. उसका भाई तुम्हें कैसा लगा?
ओह माय गॉड, आई वांटेड टू गेट देयर. माय फेवरेट, आई वांटेड टू सेव दिस फॉर द लास्ट पार्ट, सो लाइक आई लव इट दैट यू आस्क्ड मी. आई लव 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 स्टीवन एंड ओह माय गॉड, बिली की बेस्ट फ्रेंड का क्या नाम था? Taylor. I love Steven and Taylor so much, like, as separate characters and as a couple. They're so nice. I throughout season 1 ke andar, I loved ke un teeno ka alag love triangle shit chali thi. Steven ko pata hi nahi tha. Steven ko kuch batata hi nahi tha. Wo apni vibes mein tha. I loved it. He was so confused in season 1. Did you like him?
Yeah, I liked him, lekin I assume ki uska season 2 mein character zyada strong hua hai, kyunki I was watching edits of him and Taylor, and I also saw that him and Conrad got really closer close in the season 2, kyunki wo usse phone pe baat kar raha tha jab wo jaate hai aur dekhta hai ki mera bhai aur meri purani girlfriend ya jo bhi hai hook up in the parking lot.
I haven't seen that scene yet, but yeah. Yeah, मुझे लगता है season 1 Steven was very immature.
Also, I think के Steven is very attractive. मतलब पूरे season में सबसे attractive guy मुझे वही लगा. Or maybe because he's Asian. I don't know. Maybe because he's Asian genes.
No. He is very attractive.
One, ek to he is definitely cute, but two, he has a very charming character. Like, he is ka mujhe itna maza aata Taylor aur Steven ke scenes dekh ke. Season one Taylor was so lovely. Season one Steven was so lovely, but in season two, I'm telling you need to watch season two just for Taylor and Steven. मतलब वो दोनों इतने फनी है ठीक है उनको कोई परवाह ही नहीं है उनके इर्द गिर्द क्या हो रहा है ठीक है आई लव देम सीजन वन के अंदर भी आई ठीक है एक तो मुझे टेलर तो मुझे सीजन वन से ही पसंद थी ठीक है आई लव द पेटी बेस्ट फ्रेंड आर्क के शी वाज सो पेटी एंड शी हेटेड बेली के न्यू बेस्ट फ्रेंड्स न्यू फ्रेंड्स एंड शी वाज लाइक
क्लियर आई एम टीम जर्माया आई डोंट केयर यू हैव अ क्रश ऑन मैन
टेलर
टीम जर्माया बिकॉज़ ही इज अ
Taylor is so realistic. Like, I have been that friend. I have had those friends. And I think, because, okay, there's this scene in season two, jiske andar na, there's this class fellow that they have. Abhi they're back in their hometown, right? High school khatam ho raha. Khatam nahi ho raha, like, unka summer shuru hone wala. So they go to Steven's grad party because Steven has graduated. And there's a guy, unka class fellow hai. And Taylor is convinced that he likes him or something. But waise, they just have a conversation or he passes by and Taylor's like, yeah, he is obsessed with you.
Ek wo bhi to ladka hai jis se wo Steven ki party pe milti hai.
Steven ki party pe milti hai? What? Who?
I don't know. Jo ganja sa hota.
Oh no, that's a separate arc. Meri baat pehle puri hone do. So, when Billy, like that guy, he just talks to Billy, right? And Taylor is like, oh my god, he's obsessed with you. Go talk to him. And that is literally what we do. We're like, ek do second ki kisi bande ne baat kar liye, your best friend will start hyping you up so bad. She's like, that guy is obsessed with you. Tum woh to mar jayega tumhare bagair. You need to go talk to him. Or to like, you're too good for him and shit like that. So I was like, Taylor, I get you. Also, that guy is Milo, Taylor's boyfriend in season 2. And it's like, I mean, he's, yeah, whatever, he's just a musician and shit. And so, like, entire season 2, the Taylor or Steven ki arc ye hai ke, Steven kya breakup ho gaya, right, with his girlfriend. And wo ho gaya tha pichle summer ke end par. And he has realized that he likes Taylor, that he really likes Taylor, but now Taylor is dating Milo, and she's like, she was really hurt pichle summer over what Steven did. She, like, kissed him and whatever. So, she's like, I'm not going back there, like, but she's still kind of friends with him, because obviously, uski dost ka bhai hai. So, and throughout, Steven is just jealous and all. And I just love how sassy both of their characters are. Like, Steven is the lame sassy, and Taylor is like an actual it girl sassy. I love Taylor so much. Unke scenes itne funny hai, Rabia. I am not even kidding. I'll just send you their scenes. Unke itne, they do this.
Oh, yeah. I'm
छोटे थे दे वर लाइक हैंगिंग आउट गोइंग समर जॉब्स एंड एवरीथिंग सो And Conrad was kind of ignoring them because he was going through a lot and shit. And in season 2 can there I think Steven matured a lot and he was seeing that Conrad was going through something. He sees ke usko panic attack aata hai and he goes there and like kind of calms it down and talks to him about everything and then he tells him ke if you still like Billy, just like, you know, talk to her and everything. So Steven was a really good friend to Conrad in this season and I think Billy was a better friend to Jeremiah in this season. So there was that. Okay.
This switched.
Do we have anything else to say? We did 28 minutes.
No, I do not. I think we covered all. I think we talked. मुझे लगता है ये बात आती है every time we're like के आज तो छोटी करेंगे और still
it is छोटी. It's just 28 minutes. हम तो घंटा बात की थी हमने Barbie वाले time पर.
लेकिन मुझे लगता है कि we do not have a lot to say. मुझे नहीं पता. मुझे लगता है we talked a lot. और मैंने तो देखा भी एक ही सीजन
है। I think it was enough for like this season. Uh-huh. I think we talked about everything. But yeah, I low-key want to talk about Fairy Tail, but I'm not going to because वो फिर से टाइम ऊपर चला जाएगा and I want this. I desperately want this episode to just be 30 minutes. I cannot try. I love to edit it.
You are editing. Same. और मैंने अभी तक Fairy Tail देखा भी नहीं है तो maybe we'll do a Fairy Tail review in the next episode.
Or we can do
maybe.
That.
अगर कुछ और.
Or we can do Derry Girls. I love Derry Girls.
Oh, we can watch that. और अच्छा मैंने राउंड टेबल देखा था, लेकिन वो जो जैना वाली बात थी, मुझे सिर्फ मुझे लगता है कि वो ही एक चीज़ थी जो जिसमें मुझे ऑब्जेक्शन थी, बाकी कोई इतनी कोई नहीं थी. और वी डिस्कस द जैना थिंग.
ओके वी डोंट डूइंग दैट देन. आल्सो वो
हाँ
पुराना भी हो गया तो आई डोंट थिंक कोई जरूरत है. ओके आई
हाँ
थिंक दैट्स इट, वी डिड.
ओके
गाइस लेट अस नो इफ यू एंजॉयड इट. आई डोंट नो हु इज लिसनिंग टू इट बट आई होप समवन इज. So also let us know if you want us to talk about something and if you agreed with us.
हाँ
Like I really, because मैं tweet करती हूँ and everyone's like पहले ये so annoying, पहले ये पहले वो. So like, yeah, let us know if there's anything else that you guys find annoying about Belly.
I want to add that the girl who is playing Belly is such a pretty girl, and I think Belly, the girl who is playing Belly, is such a nice actress. I would love to see that girl in more
है ना.
things.
एंड द रीजन आई वॉन्टेड टू वॉच दिस ड्रामा वॉज बिकॉज आई लव द कास्ट. मैंने उनके कुछ इंटरव्यूज ऐसी रील्स, आई वॉज स्क्रोलिंग रील्स, उनके इंटरव्यू सामने रहते थे एंड देर सो फनी. लाइक आई फील लाइक दैट इज अ वेरी गुड कास्ट एंड दे हैव पोटेंशियल फॉर लाइक गुड स्टफ यू नो. आई फील लाइक दे शुड बी कास्टेड अगैन इन अनदर ड्रामा टुगेदर बिकॉज देर सो फन, स्पेशली स्टीवन एंड बेली. आई लव दैम.
आई वॉन्ट टू एड अनदर थिंग इज दैट के आई थिंक जो गाने ऐड करते हैं ना बीच में, दैट रियली मेक्स द शो बेटर.
एंड दे,
क्योंकि मुझे 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 सीजन वन लगता है फेमस इसलिए था बिकॉज ऑफ द टेलर सॉन्ग्स. आई थिंक दैट शो इज द टेलर सॉन्ग शो. तो मैंने लेकिन जर्माया और बेली की जो किस थी, दैट वॉज उसके बैकग्राउंड में बियॉन्से का सीन था. तो समवन सेड ओ दे हैड अ बियॉन्से सीन इन द बैकग्राउंड, दे आर जस्ट
They're not endgame because Jeremiah doesn't get any Taylor songs. But Jeremiah recently, I think, did get one. But he did in the pool scene. There was Delicate playing behind. Yeah. I am such a Taylor girly now. I know the song names. I would never know the names before. But okay. I think that's enough. Or, I've already said.
Yeah, that's...
Also, please like, subscribe, and maybe even share. Thank you. Bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Call me in.